Brenham Cubs baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs game against Cedar Ridge, made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends. The pregame is brought to you by Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Coke Horse Rehabilitation, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Wynn College, Tegular Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gotti's in Brenham. We'll go out to the field with your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Leroy Dreyer Field on the Blinn College Brenham campus. Doug Brown with you, and to be joined shortly by Tommy Laney. He's down there getting the lineups for the start of the next game. We're actually not too far off of schedule as we're getting ready for the Brenham Cubs and the Cedar Ridge Raiders. This is the Brenham Alumni Tournament. This is the final game of the tournament. Cubs come into this one having won two out of the three games. They had a couple of games last night yesterday at the tournament. Cubs opened up with a tough loss to Morton Ranch, 6-5, but then came back in the nightcap and picked up a victory over Lamar last night. And let me pull that up real quick. Apologize, I should have did this before we got the broadcast started. Well, when you're trying to juggle a bunch of things at once, it's yeah. In that Morton Ranch game, the Cubs actually fell behind 3-0 and then battled back and almost came back and won that thing. They got a couple of runs in the bottom of the seventh, but just weren't able to convert. But Drake Benke took the loss, but he tried to help with the bat. He had a double, a home run, four RBIs in the game. Brady Rao, 2-for-2 in the game. And then in the nightcap, the Cubs did beat Lamar 6-3. Brady Bunker getting the win there. Owen Finke 1-for-3 with two RBIs. And so now here we are going to wrap up the tournament here and hopefully pick up a win. It'd be nice to send it to district competition, which will be starting next week. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we've got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's hear these words from our Brenham Cub pregame sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And back we go here. We're coming to you live from Leroy Dreyer Field here on the Blinn College Brenham campus. Doug Brown with you here in the press box. Waiting on Tommy. Apparently Tommy's done made him a new friend now with the coach down there for Cedar Ridge. It's like, I wonder if he remembers we're supposed to have a broadcast right now. But let him have his fun. He has earned it many times over. As we continue here with the pregame. Of course, a lot going on today. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Burton Panther baseball team is going to be taking on Onalaska in the championship game out of the Weimer tournament. So we wish the Panthers best of luck there. Blinn Buccaneer baseball there on the road at San Jack with a big doubleheader. That one underway as we speak. And then, which is why we're able to play over here at Leroy Dreyer today. Buccaneer softball, they're of course taking part in the Region 14 crossover tournament up in Mesquite. Brenham Cubettes, of course, had a big win last night, getting a 9-5 win over Brian Rutter. So it was a good victory there. Oh, don't forget tomorrow, deadline to sign up for the Bluebell Fun Run, which will be coming up next Saturday. I'm going to be out there broadcasting live, and so I hope you can take part of that. But meanwhile, this one's scheduled to get underway at 3 o'clock. It's a gorgeous day at the field. It's a little on the cool side. We got a wind blowing here that's kind of keeping it a little chilly, but nevertheless, it should be a fun afternoon. Two good teams going at it, and if you can't be here in person, we're glad you're with us here on the radio. Meantime, let's take another break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame after we send you back to and hear these words from our sponsors.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, back we go. As we continue here with more of the pregame, and Tommy has rejoined us. Looks like you had a nice conversation going with the Lamar coach. Cedar Ridge coach.
Oh, yes, I did. I was visiting with the Cedar Ridge coach, explaining to me, and he's been around coaching for a while. So explaining how much they enjoy coming to Brenham and participating in this Brenham alumni tournament. He says it's just great for the community. It's such a wonderful place to be, and he wants to come back each and every year.
Well, that's always nice to hear.
Yes. And great comments.
Showing some respect out there. And, of course, Cubs coming in here this afternoon trying to finish the tournament. They're 2-1 right now, and would love to finish 3-1, especially after the win last night. If they could get a win here this afternoon, it would give them some good momentum going into the start of district next week.
No doubt about it. Great point, Doug. That's what we all need to look at. And that's one of the things I was conversing with the Cedar Ridge coach about also. You know, they're all starting district play next week. And you want to go into district play on an upside, you know, with positive momentum. So we're going to see what's going to happen. It's look for a good afternoon today.
We certainly can. And like we said, if you folks can't make it out to the ballpark here in person, we're glad you're along with us for the ride here on the radio. And meanwhile, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups after we hear these words from our sponsors.
HEB is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. HEB in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at HEB in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers baseball softball season.
And we return here to Leroy Dreyer Field, where it is a gorgeous day for some baseball action. Time now to take a look at your starting lineups. And first of all, for the want to remind you, the starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the visiting Cedar Ridge Raiders, it's going to be Hudson Hartgrove leading things off and playing shortstop. Batting second will be the second baseman, Carson Reeves. Batting third, the center fielder, Omari Johnson. Batting fourth will be the catcher, Peyton Doolin. Batting fifth, first baseman, Landon Phillips. Batting sixth will be the pitcher, Nick Bonacci. Batting seventh will be the third baseman, Diego Olivas. Batting eighth, designated hitter, Robbie Hernandez, and he'll be hitting for the left fielder, Aiden Felker. And then batting ninth will be the right fielder, Tommy Laptowski. And looks like Cedar Ridge will be the... They're in the first base dugout, so I'm assuming they'll be the visitors, and the Cubs will be the home team. And that is the way they have it up on the scoreboard. And for the Brenham Cubs, it'll be Barrett Corden leading things off. He'll be followed by Owen Finke batting second. Drake Benke hits third. In the middle of the Cub batting order, you got Tanner Reese hitting fourth, Austin Maurer hitting fifth, and Grady G hitting sixth. And then the bottom three in the batting order, you got Blaine Bartlett hitting seventh, Caleb Maurer is hitting eighth, and Brady Rao batting ninth. And doing the pitching tonight, this afternoon will be Preston Lee. And so he will get the start on the mound. Of course, Lee had a last time I saw him, he had the easy timeout. He had he was the winning pitcher in that 21-2 game down in Galveston.
Yeah, you enjoyed all of that. I was off on another project, but mm-hmm. You enjoyed that. So that's good. It's yep. great. Let's see if we can see another outing like that today.
That would be something. And that is a look at your starting lineups, and we'll continue with more of the pregame show, but let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear some more from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blend Bucks and Lady Bucks.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
And as we come back here, and we are coming to you from Leroy Dreyer Field on the Blinn College campus here in Brenham. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you as the Brenham Cubs getting set to take on the Cedar Ridge Raiders. And now it's time to take a look at our game time weather update, which appropriately is brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. Yeah, right now we got 62 degrees outside, which is our daytime high. And it is windy out there. Wind's blowing at 16 miles an hour currently. And let's put a wind chill down to 60 degrees out there. And it's supposed to get down to 43 by tomorrow morning. And let's see, we've got our sunset scheduled for 6:30 tonight. And then, of course, want to remind everybody, I know you probably heard this at other places, but just in case you haven't, remember to move those clocks an hour forward.
I've already done mine, Doug, but thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, I still got to do mine yet when I get home, and we got 50% humidity out there. And let's see, tomorrow, cloudy skies again, high of 66 tomorrow. And then still on the cool side Monday morning. And then Monday evening, we warm back up into the 70s. And then by midweek next week, we will be in the 80s again. So
only in Texas.
Yep. They always say about Texas weather blinking, it'll be something else.
It'll be something else.
And that is a look at your weather forecast, once again brought to you by Blinn College. And we are still awaiting the start of this afternoon's ball game. And while we do that, let's send you back to the studios again and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
All right, and while we're waiting for the start, still waiting for the umpires to make their way out here on the onto the field. They're running a little behind here, but we do have the positions now for the Cubs and for the lineup. You got, as we said, Preston Lee doing the pitching, Tanner Reese catching, and then it's going to be Drake Benke at first base, Grady G at second, Owen Finke at short, Caleb Maurer at third, and then the outfield, Barrett Coring in center, Brady Rao in left, and Austin Maurer will be in right field. So that is the look for the Cubs this afternoon. Also, don't forget this afternoon, we've got our Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. That'll be coming up during the course of the game. And got some lucky person could win $60 worth of gasoline if a Cub hits a home run or if they hit a double or a triple, a rack of ribs.
There we go.
A rack of ribs sounds pretty good here on
No, a rack of ribs sounds real good right now, you know, since all I'm partaking of in food today is a little bit of beef jerky. So,
yeah. Well, I mean,
but I'll deal with that after the game.
Well, if anybody's listening to over there, Nathan's, and they want to run us a slab of ribs over here, we wouldn't be.
It wouldn't hurt my feelings a bit, you know. Maybe the car's out of gas.
Yeah. And here come the umpires, and so we're just about ready to get this one underway, and we'll have our official introductions as well.
You see who's leading that slow, deliberate walk, don't you?
Big John. And also, we want to point out they've got the Cup press guides are out this year. And,
yes.
Thanks to Jerry Kiki, we got one for us, and it is absolutely gorgeous photography in here with the different shots of the players, and of course, Coach Chase Wheaton and the coaching staff here. I mean, it's just. page right through here. And
a little time and effort put into that.
Oh, yes, it is. Hey, there's us. And you can hear the Cub and Covet games live as we sit right here on KWHI. And another great job. The folks that put this together every year, they always do such an outstanding job.
Oh, no, it's an outstanding job on this press guide.
And now I guess we're just waiting on the Cedar Ridge coach to bring their lineup out there and get one, get this going here. And let's, while we're got a few minutes here, let's go ahead and take a break and let's hear 60 seconds this time from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
All right, as we continue on, and the coach is conversing with the umpires, players are heading to the dugouts, ready to go and get this one underway. Brenham Cubs and the Cedar Ridge Raiders. This is the final game of the Brenham Alumni Tournament. And something that's always fun every year when it rolls around. And then, of course, next week on to district play with Cubs playing at College Station on Tuesday night. And then College Station making their way to Fireman's Park on Thursday night. Now, we'll be with the Cubettes Thursday afternoon for their matinee game against Lake Creek. And let's go to Ross Schrader, our public address announcer, for the introduction.
Starting lineups for today's game. First, for the visitors from Cedar Ridge, leading off the shortstop, number 4, Hudson Parker. Batting second, number 16, the second baseman, Carson Reeves. Batting third, the center fielder, number 11, Omari Johnson. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 2, Peyton McGillan. Batting fifth, first baseman, number 8, Landon Phillips. Batting sixth, the pitcher, number 3, Nick Quinacci. Batting seventh, third baseman, number 7, Diego Olivas. Batting eighth, designated hitter, number 1, Robbie Fernandez. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 5, Tommy Lopatowski. Starting left fielder, number 13, Aiden Felker. Now the starting lineup for the Brenham Cubs. Leading off, center fielder, number 2, Barrett Corrin. Batting second, the shortstop, number 8, Owen Finke. Batting third, the first baseman, number 22, Drake Benke. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 3, Tanner Reese. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 6, Austin Mauer. Batting sixth, the second baseman, number 7, Brady G. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 15, Blaine Bartlett. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 10, Caleb Mauer. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 11, Brady Rao. Starting pitcher for the Cubs, number 20, Preston Lee. Number 10, Caleb Mauer. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 11, Brady Rao. Starting pitcher for the Cubs, number 20, Preston Lee. At this time, we ask that you please rise and face the flags in center field for the playing of our national anthem.
And we are ready for some baseball. And while Lee takes his warm-up tosses, let's send you back to the studios one more time and hear another 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great-tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
All right, and here we go. Preston Lee warming up for the Brenham Cubs. And he'll be working to Tanner Reese back behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Drake Behnke at first. And Grady G at second, left side of the infield. Owen Finke at short. Caleb Maurer at third. In the outfield, Barrett Coring in center. Flanked to the right by Austin Maurer. And the left by Brady Rao. And as Coach told us Thursday night, one of the big things for the tournament is getting a chance to see some players in some other spots and try to see who fits into the puzzle.
I'm sure by now he's got a better idea of, you know, who's going to be that starting lineup come Tuesday at the start of district play, and that's what this is all about. Normally by the time you know, the alumni tournament rolls around, he has a very, very good idea of, you know, who's going to be his starting players, who's going to be the starting nine, which would include your starting pitcher. So we'll see what happens.
And Hudson Hartgrove to lead things off. And the first pitch from Lee is going to be sent out to center field. And going over, one pitch, one out. That's always a good way to start a game.
That's a great way to start a game.
And Carson Reeves the batter now. Cedar Ridge and the purple jerseys.
Going back to Hudson Hargrave, mm-hmm. That sounded like a quarterback's name.
Yeah. And pitch is a strike call. 0-1. And pitch is a strike call. It's 0-2. Oh, by the way, I was going to tell you, from the other night when we were playing Stratford, the Bo Harrison, the kid youth, was wondering if he might be sound like a quarterback. You're actually pretty close. He was actually a receiver on their football team.
Yeah, very good. He's a football player. That's
yep.
Good.
And ground ball to second, G up with it. He throws on to first, and that is two away. And now Amari Johnson, the batter.
Good to see those two sport lettermen out on the baseball field.
Oh, always. And pitch from Lee. That one going to be sent out to center, and Coring over, and he will make the grab to retire the side. So three up and three down in that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And let's see where it is. And three up and three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. So we played a half an inning, and it's Cedar Ridge nothing. Cubs coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care.
where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stegett Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And while we were talking about the Cubettes, I see several of them are here down in the front row. Got the blankets with them.
They got the blankets today.
Yeah, but congratulations to them on getting their win last night. And it'll be Barrett Coring to lead things off.
A well-needed win.
Yes, it was. Right-handed hitting center fielder stepping in here. And first pitch from Nick Bonacci is swung on and missed. Four strike, and it's 0-1.
Pretty good-looking curveball there, Doug.
Yes, it was. Next pitch. That one.
Oh, caught that inside corner.
Yeah, it was tailing in. I thought, of course, it's kind of hard to see around Big John, so we'll just take his word for it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're not going to argue with him.
No. Yeah, it's an 0-2 count. And strike three called. Coring caught looking for out number one.
Shortstop number eight, Owen Finke.
As Owen Finke to step up to the plate now. Freshman right-handed hitting shortstop. And yeah, takes the first pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one outside again, and it's 2-0. I think he's showing some good patience at the plate, not going after either one of those pitches. That one is a strike, and it's 2-1. Yeah, swings and misses us. Another good looking curveball. Two on the way from Bonacci. Swung on and missed and got him on strikes. So that's two down, and that'll bring up Drake Benke. Benke, left-handed hitting, sophomore first baseman. And he's going to send this one out into right field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. And Benke is the first Cub to reach base in the game. And so now Tanner Reese will step up here. Reese, the only senior in the Cub lineup.
Give you a little bit of an idea what that wind is. You get it up in that wind today at any amount at all, and it will make a difference. Ball was hit well, but it down fast.
Yeah, the first pitch to Reese is a strike. Throw back to first base, and Benke just gets under the tag.
Pretty good move.
Yes, it is. First baseman Phillips holding him on. And this one is down low for a ball. Bonacci working to Peyton Doolin behind the plate. It was Phillips at first. Carson Reeves at second, left side of the infield. Hartgrove at short. Olivas at third. And that one up high. It's 2-1. Outfielders, it's Johnson at center. Leptowski in right and Felker at left. Pitch is in there for a strike. 2-2 now.
Hey, threw curveball again. He's been using that curveball regularly.
And that one too far outside, and it's 3-2 now on Tanner Reese. With Austin Maurer waiting on deck. And send that one foul down the right field line over towards the bullpen area. And the fielders today, with it being here at Leroy Dreyer Field, they've got a lot of foul territory to cover.
Just a little bit of, little bit of real estate.
Three balls, two strikes. Throw over. Benke back in. And he swings and misses, and Reese is down on strikes. So in the inning for the Cubs, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody, and one left on. And we go to the second inning, no score here from Leroy Dreyer Field. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And we come back here to the top of the second inning. No score here yet from Leroy Dreyer Field with the Brenham Cubs and the Cedar Ridge Raiders. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and Preston Lee warming up for a second inning of work. They'll be looking at the middle three in their batting order, Peyton Doolin, Landon Phillips, and Nick Bonacci. It's the final game of the Brenham Alumni Tournament. And Peyton Doolin, the catcher. Left-hand hitting catcher steps in here against Preston Lee. And Lee will rock it and fire it in there, and that one's going to be fouled over to the left side. Over to that, went over that new gorgeous clubhouse pavilion area over there down the third base line. And that one is going to be, that's going to squeak on through past the diving Grady G and get into right field for a base hit. That's going to bring up Landon Phillips now. Looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner.
Rishi Patel.
So Patel running for the catcher Doolin. Squares away to bunt, and bunts it foul. It's an 0-1 count. Come on,
a little bit better today with those numbers.
Yeah.
Not beautiful uniforms. Stratford on Thursday had the stars and stripes in their mm-hmm. numbers. Very, very classic uniform, but a little difficult to read.
But these no doubters here. And a 1-1 count. And takes that one for a strike. It's 1-2. Good pitch there by Preston Lee. Throw over and runner not going very far. Behnke holding Patel on at first base. And that one is knocked down. Mauer went to dive for it, and it hit off his glove and rolled out in the left field.
I thought he did a heck of a job getting his glove on the ball.
Yep, and be a hit for Phillips. Two runners aboard now. That one, then it was hit hard, and then it took kind of a weird bounce to him as
right
well.
Right at the very, very end.
Well, it's a Nick Bonacci, the pitcher, batting, and he's going to square away to bunt. And he swings through for a strike. It's 0-1. Runners take their leads. And Lee will bring it. Down low ball, 1-1.
I watched more close this time, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Good job by Bonacci. He had his bat out in front of the plate.
And time is called, and he's going to step out on him.
And with a pitcher being in the lineup hitting, I'm going to say he's a position player also.
More than likely, and there's a bunt back to the pitcher. Reese cuts in front of him, throws to first, and they do get the out. With Grady G covering, the second baseman covering first base, so it's a sack bunt. But on that play, Patel moves to third, and Phillips goes to second. And that'll bring up Diego Olivas, the third baseman for the Raiders. Infielders all playing in, looking to cut the run. And that one, he turned on it and smacked that one down the left field side and hit the gate to the bullpen. Pitch. Trying to go up and in a ball, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. And next pitch, that is going to be popped up, and that's going to go foul. Stays up high, a ball. Two balls and two strikes now on Diego Olivas. You got runners at second and third. Only one out here in the top of the second. Cedar Ridge threatening against the Cubs. Wind real really whipping out there, and that one's inside. Throw back to third. And Patel just underneath the tag of Maurer, and that'll make it 3-2 now, full count. And the pitch is going to be popped into foul territory. Benke giving chase, and it's going to hit off the top of the first base dugout and roll onto the grassy knoll. And that'll hold it at 3-2. Another foul ball. So Olivas hanging in there. And he walked him. Pitch was down low, and Olivas took it, and now the bases are going to be loaded for the designated hitter, Robbie Hernandez. And not really totally the end of the world there, Tommy, because now they've got to force it any base.
Yeah, that is the good point about this situation.
That one back up the middle, and Finke will grab it, step on the bag for the first double play. And so the Cubs get out of the inning there without giving up any runs. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. And we go to the bottom of the second inning, still no score. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And we come back here to Leroy Dreyer Field. And for the Brenham Cubs in the bottom half of the second inning, it's going to be Austin Maurer, Grady G, and Blaine Bartlett to bat against Nick Bonacci. Cubs in Cedar Ridge, and no score yet. Cedar Ridge had an opportunity, but with the bases loaded, Cubs got the perfect ground ball opportunity, and think he made the most of it.
No doubt about it.
Flags really whipping out there on the poles out in center field.
More than straight out.
Yeah. And so now Austin Maurer to the plate. He'll lead it off here in the bottom of the first, or bottom of the second, rather.
Sis getting a good look at brother.
Yep. Well, you've got both brothers in the lineup today. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. And up high for a ball. Two and oh count.
I bet those are good conversations around the dinner table.
Oh yeah. And 3-0 count.
think there's any competition there?
Oh, I'm sure there is. And pitch is taken for a strike. I know my dad and their grandpa were fishing buddies, and he took the three of them with them to go fishing, and said Avery could outfish both boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, so three balls, two strikes. Yeah, she caught more than both of them did. And that one's a pie ball forward. Now Austin Maurer drawing the block. And that'll bring up Grady G.
I can attest to that. Both of my daughters and my wife have all caught bigger fish than I have, and I've been fishing since the beginning of time. That's tough to swallow.
Yeah.
And they remind me of it.
And the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1.
On one of, I always say, all I want to do is catch a big fish at one of my illustrious birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me a big stuffed fish. There's your big fish.
Pitch is swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. And that one fouled back.
You know my reply to that was? I love y'all too. We got to laugh. We got to laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's all good.
And 0-2 pitch to Grady G up high, and it's 1-2.
One more little tidbit on that. My fishing buddy, they even get him to chime in on it, and that doesn't make things any better.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Oh, and big curveball again there, and G down on strikes.
Yeah, really good curveball there by Vinacci.
That'll bring up the designated hitter, Blaine Bartlett. So one out and a runner aboard. And that one fouled off the roof. And that'll make it 0-1. And fouls that one again. That one will go over the roof. And then, or the, I guess I should say the awning that covers the stands on the along the first base side. And this one's going to be sent out into right center, and over making the catch is Tommy Leptowski. And he had to get it's another one of those.
Bartlett hit it on the nose. He just, again, that's another one of those. The wind was definitely a little bit of a factor.
Yeah, that's what I was just fixing to ask, because, yeah, the wind held it up long enough for him to run underneath there. And that'll bring up Caleb Maurer now. And Maurer showing bunt, and he'll pull the bat back and take ball one. And next pitch taken for a strike. Throw over, and they've got Austin in the rundown. And throw in the second, and he is going to be caught. And that will retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We played through two, and there's still no score here at Leroy Dreyer Field between the Cubs and the Raiders. back with inning number three after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
It's electric!
And Preston Lee getting warmed up, ready for the start of the third inning. They'll be looking at Tommy Laptowski, and then back to the top of the Cedar Ridge batting order with Hudson Hartgrove and Carson Reeves. And here's the pitch. That is going to be taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And he's going to smack that one in the left field. And a base hit for Laptowski to lead off, or Laptowski to lead it off here in the top of the third.
Cedar Ridge shortstop, number four, Hudson Hartgrove.
And so Hudson Hartgrove, the batter. And runner going, throw it in. Oh, and throw was high. I think he couldn't hold on to it. And it'll be a stolen base for Laptowski. And so Hartgrove down with an 0-1 count. Lee checks on the base runner and the pitch. That's going to be chopped to third base. Maurer up with it. Fires across the Benke. Gets the out. Throw back to third. And the runner's going to be in there. And so that recorded. And now Carson Reeves, the batter.
Baseman number 16, Carson Reeves.
Get your run in, Carson.
And pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Reeves grabbing the second his first time up. That one grounded to short. Binky up with it. No play at all. So his only play is to first. And he gets the out. But Laptowski scores to make it 1-0 Cedar Ridge. And right there, Finke making the good decision there.
No, good decision. Am I right on that, Laptowski?
Yeah.
Good speed, very good speed. Great choice there by Owen Finke.
And making sure he got an out somewhere.
You get the out.
And next pitch up high for a ball. Johnson flew out to center his first time up. And that one is up high for a ball. What do you call it? A strike? Okay.
And going back to that, the jump that Laptowski had at third, it'd have to take a perfect throw to the plate.
And that one is taken inside for a strike. One ball, two strikes. And swung on a miss. Got him on strikes. And that will tie the side. But in the inning, Cedar Ridge does come up with one run on one hit. There were no errors and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Raiders lead the Cubs 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth & Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards & More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making
Christy
his mission
Schlotman,
our mission.
Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
The bottom of the third inning has arrived, and for the Brenham Cubs, it'll be Caleb Maurer, Brady Rao, and Barrett Coring. Maurer, since his brother was caught stealing on his last in the second inning, comes up now with a fresh count. And the first pitch to him swings and misses 0-1. Now we're getting the start at third today. Has been primarily used as a courtesy runner this season so far. And that pitch taken outside. And it's 1-1. And next pitch. Taken down low for a ball. 2-1 count. Maurer gets underneath that one and fouls it off. Two balls, two strikes. That one, curveball, and he did ring him up. A little bit of a delayed call there. That is 5 Ks now.
That was that deliberate call there.
And Brady Rao, the batter. And Rao swings at the first pitch, chops it to third. Olivas up with it, throws to first. And that is two outs in the inning, and that will bring us back to the top of the Cup batting order with Barrett Coring. And it takes the first pitch for a strike, it's 0-1.
Couple of quick outs.
Yeah, certainly are. Well, that one is going to be popped up and foul out of play. Two pitch, up and in, a ball, and it's 2-2 now on Coring. Foul tip again. Dumas, two strikes on Coring.
Got enough of it, stay alive.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Strike three call, then Corey caught looking. Got on a tie of the side. In the inning for the Cubs, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And we will move on to the top of the fourth inning. It is Cedar Ridge leading 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds with the Sports Friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
And on we go to the top half of the fourth. And it'll be Peyton Doolin, Landon Phillips, and Nick Bonacci to battle here against Preston Lee. And Doolin fouls this one off to the left side.
Doolin with a base hit to right field, his last at bat.
And next pitch up high.
He's a big, tall, lanky guy
he
for a catcher.
Is. Well, we don't have a roster here. I'd like to see what they've got him listed as. They throw on the first. And that is one away. As a matter of fact, they might have it on Max Preps here. I'm kind of curious about that. Let me see. Get my app here and see what I can find out. As Landon Phillips comes up to the plate, Phillips also signaled as well. And he sends this one ground ball to short. Pinky up with it. Fires to first, and that's two outs.
Cedar Ridge left over number three, Nick Bonacci.
And first pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And that one sent out to right field. Over is Maurer. Oh, and he lost the side of it, the sun, and it drops in. And Bonacci is going to end up all the way at third.
See what I mean by that wind?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, the wind too as well. Kept taking it away from him.
Austin, great effort. Great effort, but gonna have to watch that wind a little bit. It's really whipping out there, and it's semi. It comes from straight out of the north to cross
down the line and foul. Olivas hooking that one a little too much. That one too close for comfort there.
Wow. You know, I didn't look. Bonacci's running also?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this one foul away. Takes the next pitch for a ball. And next pitch. Taken for a ball. It's 2-2. It had a pretty good velocity on the fastball
Yes.
Just didn't get the call he wanted. And that one's going to be popped up. You got three people calling for it. Somebody take charge, and it is the pitcher. And so that'll be out number three in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We are halfway through this one, and it is Cedar Ridge leading 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And on we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Cedar Ridge leading the Brenham Cubs 1-0. And it's time now for our Whataburger recap, brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online order available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And really only one run in the game thus far, and that came back in the top of the third inning. Tommy Leptowski with a single, stole second, and then would later come in to score an RBI ground out by Carson Reeves, and that made it 1-0 Cedar Ridge. And both pitchers, other than that one run there, have been putting up zeros. Both teams have had some base runners, just have not been able to bring any of them home. That one's hit into foul territory and just out of reach. And so, Finke stays alive here. It'll be Finke followed by Benke and then Reese here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And that is a look at your Whataburger recap. Finke struck out his first time around against Bonacci. And the next pitch, Shopper to third. Olivas up with it, throws on to first, and that's one away.
Olivas got one of those high hoppers.
Yeah, he certainly did. Yeah, Benke ready. He singled his first time up to break up the no-hit attempt. And first pitch to him, he has a strike, 0-1. And Benke smashes that one foul down the first baseline.
Drake smoked that one down that foul line.
And that one got a piece of him.
We've seen a few of those this year.
Yes, we have. And next pitch to Tanner Reese is taken for a ball, 1-0. Reese had struck out his first time up. Takes the next one for a strike. Takes another pitch for a ball. It's 2-1.
We see no activity in either bullpen.
Yeah,
I think both these coaches are going to go with their pitchers.
I'm kind of surprised by that.
But another hit batter.
And so Reese will head on down to first.
Cubs now with a runner in scoring position.
Runner is down. That is...
Brody Heyman running? All right.
Let's see. We can get a good look at the jersey.
17.
Yeah, Brody Heyman running. On the pitch, a pie for a ball.
Austin walked his last at bat, and we only have an out.
Yep, you got two runners aboard. Benke at second, Reese at first, Heyman running for Reese at first. And now let's see if Maurer can move him around. Pitches outside for a ball. It's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one out. And that one is going to be foul ball. Now all the batters and the runners will have to retrace their steps. And Maurer is still batting. And next pitch taken for a ball, 3-1.
Dead red here.
In by the pitcher, but not to check of the base runners. And ball four. Maurer draws a second walk. That'll put three runners aboard for Grady G. And I believe we're going to get a pitching change out of this one as the coach heads to the hill. He's going to milk this one for all he can before making the official signal. But I think the reliever should be done. No, they're going to leave him in. They're going to stick with Bonacci, trying to let him get out of this inning. Kind of surprised by the move. I thought maybe they might make one here.
You know, it is. You're going to have to find out what these guys are made of. So,
yeah. Swung out and missed 0-1.
I can assure you this will not be the last time he's in a situation such as this.
Good point. And squared away. Maybe he's thinking about a suicide squeeze there. Only one out. Base is loaded.
You know, my concern would be he's been keeping his pitches up, and
yeah.
That's
step off, and he's going to look the runners back. Cubs trailing this one 1-0, but got a great opportunity to get some runs on the board here in the bottom of the fourth. They could just get a big hit, and G swings and misses. It's 1-2. Throw over to third, and Benke back in underneath the tag.
Olivas did a good job getting that ball. It was a little high throw down the third.
Yeah. And next pitch taken for a ball.
Good block there by the catcher.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. And the next pitch outside a ball once again, and it's 3-2.
Came with curveball again.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to break it off that outside, just off the outside corner, get him to reach for one, but
yeah,
goes a little bit farther out than what he really intended.
Next pitch and pop up. First baseman and the catcher both went to go get it, and it hits on top of the awning. So that will remain a 3-2 count on Grady G. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Runners stay put as G swings, and he's down on strikes for the second time this afternoon. So that's seven strikeouts now for Rodriguez, with Blaine Bartlett coming into the plate. Pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Runners take their leads.
Oh.
And another one in there for a strike.
And it painted that outside corner.
We certainly did.
Bet you doesn't see fastball.
Probably not. Bartlett waiting on the next pitch, and another big curveball, about to walk off the mound there, and no call. Coach was out of the dugout and took a step to the.
I think he's going to question. It was outside. I will tell you that it was outside.
And the 1-2 pitch coming. And he pops this one foul over to the right side. Cubs have only managed one hit in the game, but they've also drawn three walks and been hit by a batter. Oh, that big curveball was delayed strike there from Gunn. And that will retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Three left on, and we played through four. We're going to the top of the fifth inning. Cubs trailing at 1-0. Back after we hear these words from the sports friend.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's By and By for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Doug's taking a break.
The
Brenham, and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Okay. And we're back here, and sorry for a little delay here. We're in the top of the fifth, and it's 1-0. And Cedar Ridge leading the Cubs. And Leptowski squared away to bunt, fouls it away. While we were away, Hernandez drew a leadoff walk. And Preston Lee on the hill into his fifth inning of work for the Cubs. That run came in the third inning, and since then, neither team has been able to put any runs on the. Both teams have had base runners, just hadn't been able to get any of them in. Yeah, pitches a strike call, and it's 0-2 on a ball is 1-2 on Leptowski. Now he's singled and scored a run back in, and scored the only run of the game.
Cubs missed a great opportunity last inning.
Yeah. Yeah, pitch from Lee, and that one's going to be ground ball to third. Caleb Maurer up with it. Only play is to first. He gets it to a stretching Benke for out number one. And now that'll bring up Hudson Hartgrove.
Good choice there by Caleb Maurer at third base. Ball hit. The runner from first had a really, really good jump on the ball and had the sure out at first. That's good play.
And so Hartgrove, he's 0-2 in the game. Lee will check on the runner at second. And pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. This is the final game of the Brenham Alumni Tournament. Cubs and the Cedar Ridge Raiders from Leroy Dreyer Field. And this one, a ground ball to short. Benke up with it. Throws to Benke at first. And that's two quick outs. And that'll bring up Carson Reeves now.
Second baseman, number 16, Carson Reeves.
Reeves 0-2, but his last time up, he had a ground out that brought home what's so far been the only run of the game. And the next pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. And that one turned on and fouled. That was a shot up the third base side. almost took out his own third base coach on the way down there.
Coach bouncing around over there.
And Lee ready. The 1-1, and that is going to be a flare out into shallow right. Backtracking Grady G over the shoulder catch to retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. And what do you say? We give away some gas or some ribs. The Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, home run inning is next. Back into your 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice best pizza and wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegra Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegraToyota.com.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
Well, if you like pitching duels, you come to the right place because this has been one so far, 1-0. Cedar Ridge leading the Brenham Cubs, but it's time now for the Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. Chance for somebody to win $60 worth of gasoline if a Cub hits a home run. And they hit a double or a triple. It's a rack of ribs. We got Caleb Maurer stepping in, and who's Caleb going to be hitting for?
Edgar Weiss.
All right, and Caleb going to lay a bunt down. And up with it, throw to first, and they just get it.
I tell you what, that was close.
He did. He made it very close. And so that's one quick out there. And, well, sorry, Edna, but keep trying. Your name may come up again, and that'll bring up Brady Rao. And Brady's going to be hitting four.
Stacy Bosserett.
All right, Stacy. And you're up next, and pitches outside for a ball. Now, if you win those ribs, you got to share them with Jason.
For sure.
And this one, a high pop. Shortstop over, and oh, he dropped the ball.
Yes. There it is again. That's that wind.
Yep. Had what should have been an easy pop, and then just couldn't hang on to it. Now that'll bring up Barrett Coring, and who's Barrett going to hit for?
Ashley.
Looks like Marburger. That's what I think it's Marburger.
Marburger. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Ashley Marburger.
And so you are up next. And don't forget, Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. And that one is going to be out to center. That's going to drop in. Base hit for Barrett Coring. It's a Cubs now with a couple of runners aboard. And that'll bring up Owen Finke. And Owen's going to be hitting four.
Hang on. Digging. Corey Harris.
Corey Harris, you are up next. And pitches outside for a ball. 1-0. So far, we've had two gasoline winners. We've had an $80 winner and a $10 winner. And I'm kind of surprised we've only had one rib winner so far this year.
That is it.
And pitches up high for a ball. And it's 2-0 count. Yeah. Yeah, that one outside for a ball. And, of course, don't forget to visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. You can get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders. They got great barbecue sandwiches. Also, don't forget the stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And remember their motto.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. A proud supporter of area sports. And a 3-0 count on Finke with Drake Benke waiting on deck. Bonacci checking on the runners. And he gets that one in for a strike on Finke. You got Rao at second, Coring at first. And that one is going to be in for a base hit. And coach is going to hold Rao at third. And so the bases are going to be loaded now for Drake Benke. And I didn't see that. We actually have a different pitcher out there now.
Yes. I did not. I'm just now noticing that.
Yeah,
sorry about that, Doug.
I thought I saw 18. Do they have... Drake Benke batting, and who's Drake going to hit for?
Elizabeth Meinholt.
And Elizabeth, you are next up, and this one is going to be a fly ball in a foul territory. Right fielder going a long way, makes the grab, and
no.
Tag and don't go.
Whoa!
That's a long fly ball, foul ball there, and he caught it. And so now it's up to Tanner Reese to try to get a run home.
And the right fielder threw a strike to home plate.
He did.
Whoa.
And poor Benke, he fell over backwards trying to get out of the way.
I'm telling you. Paul Mollinger.
All right, Paul, you are up next. And the pitch to Reese outside for a ball.
Okay, that is 18, Doug.
Okay.
Keep going, Riggs Gordon.
Riggs Gordon, the new pitcher. And Reese fouls that one back into the screen, and it's 1-1.
That was right to my right, and I didn't even blink.
Yeah. Austin Maurer waiting on deck, hoping to get his chance to bat in this inning.
Another good opportunity here for the Cubs.
Bases loaded, two down. The pitch to Reese.
Ow.
Taken for a strike, and it's 1-2. Gordon with the check, and he will bring it. And this is a little check swing line drive to the second baseman, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, the Cubs have no runs, two hits, one error, and the bases left loaded. And we have played through five, and so no winner in the home run inning. So that means Tuesday when we're back with the Cubettes at Alumni Field, we'll go up to $70 worth of gasoline. And meanwhile, we move on to the sixth inning. Still 1-0 Cedar Ridge. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4287.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And we come back to action here. And it's going to be Amari Johnson, Peyton Doolin, and Landon Phillips to bat here against Preston Lee. And Lee's actually thrown a really good game so far. TL has just got to get him some run support.
No doubt about it. And I'm sure Coach Wheaton is quite happy with that.
And Johnson stepping up here. He's 0 for 2. And he sends this one foul down the left field line. And that's going to be past the bullpen and out in the parking lot area. And it's 0-1. And this one's going to be another one. Fly ball to left, Rao over, and he'll make the grab for out number one. And now Peyton Doolin, the batter. Doolin is 1 for 2 with a single. And that one inside for, and got the corner for a strike. Doolin, left-hand batter against the right-handed pitcher Lee. And that one, a ball. It's 1-1. And this one, a high bouncing ball, and G up with it, throws to first, gets the out. What a play by Grady G.
Nice play there by Grady.
Because he had to hurry with the runner scampering down there, and that, and he made the right, made the play to Benke. And now Phillips batting. And this one, a fly ball to right, Maurer over, and it dropped it. Runner going for two, and he's going to be in there.
Again, I think that wind was a factor there again.
Well, he's got the sunlight going right down there on him, and Austin's mad at himself. He figures he should have caught that one. And this one is going to get another chance. And that one's going to drop in for a base hit. Runner calling. He bobbled the ball. Runner going to come home. And that'll make it 2-0. And that'll bring up Diego Olivas. And that one taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And he turns on that one, hits it a mile, but luckily it's foul. I might be heading for those apartment complexes on the other side of the street.
For sure. Ball was hit really well. And that was through that wind.
Yep. And pops this one up. Benke giving chase.
Keep an eye on
it. And that one's going to head just past the dugout onto the grassy knoll area. One of the things I love about being over here at Leroy Drive, there's not a bad place to watch a game.
No.
No matter where you sit.
This is.
And throw over and run it back in easily.
All right, Doug, what did you give Phillips?
I gave him a hit.
You did. All right. That's what I thought.
Yeah, swung out and missed, and they leave us down on strikes. But in the inning, no runs. One run. There were two hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is now Cedar Ridge leading 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And we move on to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Cubs trailing at 2-0. And it's going to be Austin Maurer, Grady G, and Blaine Bartlett. And it looks like, we do have a new pitcher.
I'm trying to get that number. I think it's 19.
Yes.
It is 19. What is it? Keanu Santos? Is that right?
Okay. Santos, okay. Yeah, so Santos will face Austin Maurer. Maurer has walked both times he's been to the plate today. Yeah, first pitch is outside for a ball. Santos threw that one so hard his cap fell off, so he had to pick it back up. One out delivery. And that's a ball. It's 2-0. In there for a strike, and it's 2-1. And in there for a strike, 2-2. Brenham fans not happy with that call. Two two to Maurer. And he swings and misses. He's down on strikes.
Big curveball there by Santos.
And that's 9 strikeouts for Cub batters. And Grady G, 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts, steps up to the plate. And this time he sends this one up the third base side to foul. We're in the bottom of the sixth, 2-0, Cedar Ridge with the lead. Cubs trying to battle back here. They've had base runners on in the last couple of innings, just have not been able to get them home. And that one taken for a ball, 1-1.
And there is another way to look at that. Cedar Ridge made plays when they needed to make plays.
Yeah, exactly. And this one, the ground ball is short. And they're going to go to first and
wow.
Just get Grady G by a step. Nice play there by Hartgrove over there at short. And it's a two down now. They'll bring up Blaine Bartlett.
Hartgrove got a gun for an arm.
Yeah.
Well, ball wasn't actually hit really hard, just an average ground ball, but made that hard throw to first.
And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And pitch is a strike call, 1-1. And next pitch taken for a ball, 2-1 now on Bartlett. Santos delivers, and Bartlett fouls it again. And the 2-2, and Bartlett, a little flare out into right field. It's going to drop in for a hit. Fourth hit of the day for the Cubs, and now that'll bring up Caleb Maurer. Caleb getting the start at third base today. He's made a couple of really good plays over there. Last time up, tried to bunt for a hit and almost beat it out. Yeah, the pitch to him is inside for a ball, 1-0. And back in there safely is Bartlett.
Not a bad move.
Pretty good move. And that one down low. And it's 2-0 now. Swung out and missed, 2-1. Throw over. And
maybe Bartlett got him.
Yeah, he did. And caught Bartlett, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on, and we go to the seventh inning. And it is 2-0 Cedar Ridge, back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Yum, Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Sidell Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Music. as we return here to Leroy Dreyer Field, it'll be Preston Lee still out on the hill for the Cubs. And it's going to be Dominic Perez to come up here and bat for Robbie Hernandez. Hernandez 0 for 1, hit into a double play, and then walked his last time up. And then after that, it'll be Leptosky, and then back to the top of the order with Hartgrove. And pitch from Lee. Ground ball foul over toward the bullpen down the third baseline. Next pitch from Lee. Ooh, looked like a pretty good pitch there. And
it was a beautiful pitch, Doug, but it was off the outside corner. I've got the only reason I'm saying that I have an excellent view here in my position. You a little bit better looked than you. But,
and then a curveball.
But that was perfect. That was right there on the outside corner. So.
And one and two.
That was really a really good pitch there by Preston Lee.
And this one, ground ball to third, and it's foul. Just out of the reach of Caleb Maurer. One, two delivery. That one's going to be sent out to center, Coring over.
Didn't get it.
And drops in for a hit. He made the dive. And now Coring's slow to get up. And now he does make it back to his feet. And it'll be a leadoff single for Perez.
And I feel quite certain that the wind was a little bit of a factor on that ball there also.
Yeah, the outfielders have been on both sides have been having a tough day.
No, it is what it is. And, you know, both teams are having to play under it.
Yep.
So.
And Tommy Leptosky, the batter now, squares away to bunt and fouls that one off. 0-1. And next pitch in there for a strike.
Another beautiful pitch there by Preston Lee.
And it's 0-2.
Nice curveball. Yes.
And strike. Strike three. That's out number one.
I don't know what he was waiting for.
That is third strikeout of the game for Preston Lee. And it'll be Hudson Hartgrove, the batter. Hartgrove 0 for 3. Flew out to center and then a couple of ground outs. And runner going, throw down.
Got him.
Great throw there by Tanner Reese and Finke right there to put the tag on him. And that's two away now. Pitch was called a ball, so it's a 1-0 count on Hartgrove. And strike called, 1-1. And that one is going to be smacked into left field for a base hit for Hartgrove. That's his first hit of the game. And that'll give Carson Reeves another chance to bat. And Patel batting now in place of Reeves. He had pinch ran earlier. And takes a strike.
On the one, Ricky!
And this one, a ground ball to third. Maurer up with it. And throws across to Behnke, and that'll get Patel to retire the side. In the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. And we go to the bottom of the seventh. Do or die for the Cubs. They trail it 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eaten good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Yeah. Carson Reeves. That's what I thought.
As we come back here, Carson Reeves, the new pitcher. He was playing second base in, was that Patel stayed in the game to play second base. And so Reeves will be looking at Maurer, Rao, and Coring. Last hope here for the Cubs. They trail it 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Going down, something you don't see a whole lot these days, going down, going to that sidearm.
Yeah, I was thinking alike there. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
And Caleb Maurer to get set to come to the plate here.
I'm going to throw an old name at you, Ted Abernathy. You ever hear that name?
No.
That's an old major leaguer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just shows my age, Dad.
The first one I was in the 80s. It was a pitcher for the Phillies, Kent Tekulve.
Yep, that's another
was,
one.
Was one that I remember doing that. And this one, a high pop by Maurer, shortstop over, and he makes the grab for out number one.
He stayed with it this time.
Yeah. And so one down, and bring up Brady Rao.
And I wasn't being critical of him, you know, because everybody has played out with it today. And on a day like that, especially when one is hit high like that, you just have to stay with it and, you know, watch it.
And so Rao 0-for-2 did reach in an error last time up. Now trying to get some base runners here. That's what the Cubs need more than anything right now. Get some guys on base. And the 0-1 pitch. Rao fouls that one back to the screen, back behind home plate, and it's 0-2. And swings and misses down on strikes, and that's two away. And
that was just an ugly curveball.
Yeah, just like that, the Cubs are down to their final at bat in the form of Barrett Coring.
Barrett with a base hit his last at bat.
And this should do it. Ground ball to second. Patel up with it. Throws to first. And that will retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. And your final score, Cedar Ridge wins this one 2-0. Back in, let you know this broadcast of Brenham Cup Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The postgame show made possible by Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and Bank of Brenham. We'll be back with the post game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
Ian Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it.
All right, back we go here to Leroy Dreyer Field. Duck Brandon with you, along with Tommy Lange and the Brenham Cubs. Well, it's a tough one here today against Cedar Ridge, 2-0. It was a good pitcher's duel, and only one of those runs was earned. And I thought Preston Lee pitched a really good game today. It's just, unfortunately, the bats weren't able to give him any run support.
The one thing I am going to bring up, Doug, you have a quality baseball program in Cedar Ridge, and they come out of a quality baseball area there, Round Rock area.
Yeah.
They play really, really good baseball there in all their defense, but the key point today is too many runners left on base, and we had two really good opportunities with runners in scoring position with less than two outs, and we were unable to come up with one of those runs. But again, in the Cubs' defense today, the win.
Yeah, that was.
Both teams had to play in it.
Yeah, and it was.
Cedar Ridge took advantage of it. The Cubs did not.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But two really, really good pitching performance. Very impressed with Preston Lee today. Did an outstanding job.
You sure did. And we're going to take a break and send you back to the studios, and let's hear some more from our postgame sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
Start the year off right with a new Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham, and warm up with preseason savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with preseason savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
And we come back here to Leroy Dreyer Field. And it's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And we're going to go with pitching. And Preston Lee, who I thought had a really good outing today.
Oh, no doubt about it. Preston Lee did have a really good outing. You know, complete game. The big key there, he scattered. And we're going to say scattered 8 hits. But other than that, walked only one, struck out 3. Just a good, solid pitching performance from Preston Lee, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance that you can trust. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brenham Cubs, Coach Chase Wheaton. And Coach, Preston Lee, Tommy and I were just talking. I thought he had a really, really good outing today. Just unfortunately couldn't get the runs to support him in the cause out on the hill.
Yeah, Preston Lee's done a great for us. Great job for us all year long, and he did exactly what we thought he'd do. He gave us a chance to win, threw the ball well. On the dirt, I thought we played pretty clean. You know, losing an outfielder last night and having to stick somebody out there that hadn't got a whole lot of reps up to this point probably hurt us a little bit. And it was a tough day for your first time to be out there with Austin Maurer and the wind blowing like it was. But Preston did a great job keeping us in the game, throwing the ball over the plate, keeping our defense in it.
And a couple of times you had the bases loaded and only one out, unfortunately. Couldn't able to get the key hit there to get a run across.
Sure, you know, we've got to be better. We've got to capitalize those opportunities, especially on a day like today when it's a tough day to hit. You're getting put in those positions, you get a couple cracks at it, you got to capitalize, and unfortunately we weren't able to do that today.
And you talked about the wind out there, and Tommy and I, that was one of the things that stood out. They were giving the fielders fits out there.
It was, yeah, it was a tough day. Tough day. It changes the game a little bit, but, you know, that you got to find different ways in this district to win ball games, whether they're defensive, offensive, and we've been in all of them up to this point, so we just got to be better moving forward.
And speaking of moving forward, you guys get a couple of days off now, and then now is what we've been waiting for, the start of district play, and once again, no easy task to start things off with.
Right, you got College Station, you know, they have high expectations just as we do. So that's a huge series right out of the gate. So, you know, our guys are looking forward to it. We're ready. Like I said, we've been in a lot of competitive atmospheres up to this point and all the midweek games and these tournaments with some tough competition. So they're battle tested and we're looking forward to responding.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time and good luck to you this coming week.
Thanks, guys.
Coach Chase Wheaton joining us here on the post game. And now we're going to go ahead and do our drive of the game. And a young man who we actually saw the lineup for the first time tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, Blaine Bartlett, had a pretty good hit there in the sixth inning. And
he actually hit his first at bat. He actually hit a long fly ball to right field and in this win, and then he come up. Well, he had a K his second time, but he came up that third time and had a good drive.
Yeah.
Blaine Bartlett, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a brand new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back with a final wrap up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodeyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, as we come back here one final time to Leroy Dreyer Field, and it was Cedar Ridge defeating the Cubs 2-0. And I like what Coach Wheaton said about, well, the one thing you put it in perspective is that the Cubs, while they didn't win playing some a lot of these good teams, they're battle-tested going into district.
Oh, that no doubt about it. The other good point to bring up, today was a good flawless day. Didn't make any errors out there, which is a big, really big plus. They've had a couple of situations during this first season, what we call the first season, but you know, really impressed. And you know, I'm always impressed with the competition which comes into this alumni tournament. Very, very good quality baseball programs.
Yeah.
And not just this year, year after year after year. These are all quality teams which come in. And again, going back to Preston Lee, great outing for him today. Really impressed with that. Looking forward to the Cubs going into the second season, which is district play. So now we play for keeps.
Yes, we do. And now we'll coming up this coming week, we will be Tuesday at Alumni Field for the matinee game. Brenham Cubettes taking on Lake Creek. That is a 1:30 start time and 1:05 pregame. And then Thursday we will be back with the Cubs. They'll be at Fireman's Park hosting College Station, and that is a 7:00 start time and 6:35 pregame here on KWHI. Well, that's going to do it for us. Want to thank Grayson for his work back at the studios, and big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in, and of course, thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And this is Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.